Enjoy! Congratulations, you found a new scene. Want to start it? All right then, enjoy!
Finally ready to datey. All right, how can I help you? Correct. Done. Is it to your liking? Anything else I can do for you? Done.
The girls appear on the beach seconds later.
Zoe! Catch! Wait, Megan! Not so high!
Most of them are programmed to think you arrived together to have a beach day and relax. Others were forced to have a day off. No? Hey, I'm the creator of this world. I know everything. Well then, if there's anything else, just call for me.
That being said, Carol disintegrates into pixels, leaving you to enjoy your day at the beach.
Hey!
Zoe excitedly waves you over, leaving you to happily walk over to her.
Yeah, join us! Don't bother.
He's too clumsy to even catch a ball, let alone throw it.
Taking a few steps back, you spread your arms wide.
Oh? Didn't know you were into that type of thing.
Do you like getting smacked?
Without a warning, Megan throws the ball, causing you to miss it.
Huh. See? He wasn't ready.
It's okay. Don't let her get to you.
I'm just stating facts.
Oh, come on. Don't go. You know Megan doesn't mean it.
Although, am I wrong? He'll just be in the way. Also, he can't stop sneaking looks at Zoe's boobs.
Still, the more the merrier.
Walking away from Megan's bullying, you spot Nicole on one of the sunbeds in the shade. Her lap covered in papers. Mischief clear on your face. You pick up the pace while closing in on her.
Oh, what a surprise. Trying to prepare class material for the next lecture. Yes. The dean sent us all on a day off for some reason. So I decided I'm getting out of the house a bit. Why are you saying that as if it's the most surprising thing on earth? Well, me. Of course I do. I also know how to pick a time for it. Listen. Seeing how we're not on campus right now, I won't keep up the professional act. Buzz off. I'm knee-deep in work, and you aren't helping me concentrate. Don't bother, just leave me alone.
As you're about to walk away in defeat, you get an idea.
Yes?
Huh?
walking a bit further away from Nicole. You turn towards Carol.
Don't worry. No one else can see me, remember? Approachable? Done. Enjoy.
That being said, Carol disappears once again. With newfound confidence, you stride back towards Nicole.
That didn't take long. Do share, though. What makes you think that? Is that so?
Intrigued by your opinion, she smirks.
So, what do you suggest?
Nodding. Nicole shuffles, making some room for you to sit.
You want to teach me? And here I thought you'd give a solid advice. Telling me to relax isn't much of an advice. Yeah, don't really have time for that. If it won't interrupt my work, knock yourself out.
Going back to her papers, she flinches as your hand caresses her thigh.
What are you doing?
Taking a moment to think about it, Nicole's lips curve into a slight smile soon after.
Huh, not really.
Attempting to play the oblivious card, she goes back to reading through her papers, allowing you to explore further up her legs.
Nope.
Sliding your hand under Nicole's towel, you softly brush her bikini, getting a gasp in return.
Why? Actually, I haven't. Ugh.
Sliding Nicole's panties along her smooth legs, juices flow down her soft lips, with the towel hiding it all from any prying eyes.
Really want to talk about work right now? How about you just continue helping it settle in?
Smirking, you bring a hand back to her soaked pussy, sliding your fingers through Nicole's wet folds.
How can you expect me to do that when you... Wanted me to relax, didn't you? Well, I'm simply resting my hand right now.
Gripping your thigh. She caresses it, inching closer to your already hard bulge.
I know it's unprofessional, but... always had a soft spot for you. That's why I was always so hard on you. I could see your potential. Why? Well, you have it now. What do you want me to do? Relax.
Plunging your fingers into Nicole's depth. Your teeth grit as the sensation causes her to cling onto you. While your fingers rummage her wetness, she continues rubbing you over your trunks, both enjoying the hidden pleasure running through your bodies.
Fuck! Fuck! Hey, wait! If you keep this up, I'll...
consumes her entire body. Nicole's legs suddenly buckle as the orgasm takes over. Once the tingles calm down, she finally looks at you.
That was... Sure.
Nicole's smiling eyes fall onto your twitching bulge, causing a devilish smirk to cross her lips.
Hey, how about you get up real quick?
Although confused, you obey. Coyly, she proceeds rubbing your trunks, while an amused smile decorates her lips.
Something wrong? There's no one here. However, if you're so worried, just make sure to keep quiet. I wish I had your dick in my hand, too. How about you take those off so I can get what I want?
Saying this, she quickly pulls your trunks down.
Now keep watch. Not as much as I like this.
Grabbing your hardened length, Nicole wastes no time in showing you exactly what she likes. Twirling her tongue around your tip, her head pushes down once again, causing your tip to hit against the back of her throat. Fluttering her lashes, Nicole sends a mesmerizingly erotic look your way. Her eyes, combined with the ecstasy around your length, results in you exploding inside her mouth. Watching cum sip down her throat, your whole body slightly shakes.
You should have... warned me. To be honest, I actually find it flattering. Yes. With work? No. With enjoying myself? Definitely.
Bringing your shorts back up, you meet Nicole's confused gaze.
Where are you going? Leaving with more than you wanted, huh? Me neither. I'll make you proud, Teach.
Laying back on the sunbed, she sends you off with a wink.
Hey! Damn you!
Noticing Jessica dusting sand off her body, you smirk. With a newfound goal, you confidently stroll towards Jessica.
Do you mind? You're blocking the sun. Is it too much to ask for some peace and quiet? First Elizabeth, now you. Was there a smaller bikini? Don't be surprised when men flirt with you while wearing that. Honestly, why is she on my case like all the time? She said the heat was too much for her. Went to the bar to cool off.
Sighing, you shift your attention back to Jessica.
Thank you. Everyone knows that's a myth. Attention seekers. Relax, I'm joking. Already applied it, okay? Oh, Jesus, it's hot. It says protection on it.
Going quiet, she takes a moment to think about it.
Whatever, I'll be fine. Fine.
Digging through her beach bag, she pulls out the sunscreen.
Here. Not you, doofus. Put it on me.
Laying flat on her stomach, she waits for you to begin.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yes. And make sure you're thorough. Understood?
Pressing your hands against her hot skin, you smear the sunscreen all over her back. Inching lower and lower.
No. Keep going.
Smirking to yourself, you let your hands roam lower.
Just yoga. Why? Stop being a creep and just put the sunscreen on. Better not miss a spot either.
Squirting more cream onto her cheeks, you grip her luscious ass, fondling it even after the sunscreen's already set.
That's it. Make sure it's even. Don't want an uneven tan.
Feeling your cock twitch under the constraint of your swimsuit, you unintentionally move your hands away.
Done?
Confused, Jessica turns around just as you whip out your hard cock.
What are you doing? What if someone sees? Still. Seriously? Oh, is that why it's hard as a rock right now?
Beneath the irritation, Jessica's eyes glaze with mischief. Your words clearly having an effect on her. Nevertheless, she swiftly hides it.
Whatever. Just be quick.
Looking forward, she closes her eyes, pretending to be unbothered by your actions. Interrupting your inner monologue, Jessica sways her ass.
You done? I don't plan on wasting an entire day on your... Huh? And why would I do that? Don't tell me you really thought I'd fall for that.
A moment of silence passes, followed by Jessica's cheeks slowly swaying as they did moments ago. Stroking your length, you enjoy the view Jessica's providing.
Done now? Elizabeth might come back soon. Still, someone else might see. As if. I'm not the one doing pervy shit. So even if we do get caught, you'll be the one who...
She stops mid-sentence as your dick glides between her cheeks.
Hey! This is too much.
Thinking about it, Jessica suddenly rolls her eyes, turning back. Before you can question anything, Jessica moves her ass along your length, gripping the smooth butt. You slide your cock between those perfect cheeks, stroking yourself with the softness, sliding it up and down your cock. You force her cheeks to move faster.
You're being a bit rough. Shut up.
Glancing back, she watches her ass move against your cock, her gaze slowly turning hungry.
How are you that big? I can't believe I'm doing this. Hello. If I lift my ass up just a bit, this dick might...
Noticing Jessica deep in thought, you can't help chuckling.
What? No.
Caught red-handed, she turns away yet again.
Hurry it up.
She doesn't answer right away, but quietly bounces her ass soon after. Jessica moans at your desperate pants, her juices sliding down her thighs. Feeling pressure build up, your cock twitches. Without warning, cum explodes all over Jessica's back. A sense of relief washing over you a moment later.
You finished?
Coming to your senses, you notice the mess created.
Are you crazy? How am I gonna clean this up?
Trying to clean her up, you smear cum all over Jessica.
Hey, stop that! You're making it worse.
Pushing you away, Jessica gets up, trying to clean it all herself.
You're such a...
Clearly irritated, Jessica sighs.
Something out of my mind.
Without an explanation, she heads to the water.
To wash your fucking cum off.
Not saying another word, Jessica flips you off and proceeds walking towards the sparkling water. However, with Jessica gone, you soon find yourself being bored. Just as you get ready to wander around, a scream echoes the beach.
Help, Rose!
Curiosity getting the better of you. Still a bit confused, you head towards the girls.
Just let go, Amy! Megan, don't push her! She's scared. But it's easy. You. Didn't know you were here as well. What are the odds?
In an attempt to change the subject, you glance at the floaty.
That'd be me.
Seeing Amy's dejected expression, you try putting her mind at ease.
Even me?
Actually, he's a pretty good swimmer.
You should see him! With his wet body sparkling under the sun.
Okay, that's enough. Zoe, let's go get some ice cream.
Huh? Why?
Fine, stay and drool over him for all I care. I'm going.
Determined, Megan strides toward the ice cream booth, leaving speechless Zoe to follow after.
No, I wasn't!
There go my swimming instructors, I guess. Then how will I learn? Will you? I mean, don't want to be a bother. I see your point.
Getting in the water, you signal Amy to follow.
Don't think I'm ready for the deep end just yet. Thanks. Okay, what's lesson number one?
Doing so, Amy relaxes while gripping onto you.
Next? Okay. I think so. Why would I...
Noticing you've left the shallows, Amy's eyes go wide in panic.
Help!
She splashes around, clearly alarmed.
No! I'll drown!
Wanting her to calm down, you pull her back to the shallows.
Yes!
Taking her time to calm down, Amy soon sighs.
I'm a lost cause. Will I ever learn how to swim? Scared? Well, I had an accident when I was younger that ended up with me almost drowning. How am I gonna get over my fear? Huh? What do you have in mind?
Pulling her body closer, a smirk crosses your lips as a gasp leaves hers.
Someone's direct. Neither is this cock of yours.
Bringing herself closer, your hard length presses against Amy's crotch.
Just so you know, I'm not usually like this. Maybe it's the fear of dying, or the heat. But something is making me want to be close to you. Sure. Is that so? Now I'm wondering if your intentions to teach me were pure. Think I can take a wild guess? A bit more persuasion.
Slipping your hand down her body, Amy moans in response as your fingers come into contact with her little lips.
Well, you're the teacher. If you say they're in the way, they're gone. If it's within reason, yeah.
As your fingers make contact with her now exposed pussy, a moan parts Amy's lips.
How? You just...
Without warning, you plunge fingers between her walls.
Uh-huh.
giving her all to follow your orders. Amy muffles moans as your digits explore her depth. As your fingers retract, Amy frowns at the absence of your touch.
Why do you stop?
Sneaking your arm around Amy's waist, you pick her up, resulting in her legs instantly circling your waist.
Although it may seem so, I'll still need your expertise.
With amusement clear on your face, you free your length, letting it press against Amy's warm pussy. Your tip pokes at her entrance, causing Amy's body to tremble in anticipation. Plunging your shaft down her folds, you can feel her inner walls clench around your length.
You're too much. Too big.
Carefully moving your hips, you start gently stretching Amy's walls to fit your size.
I can feel your cock throbbing inside me. It's touching every hidden part of my pussy.
Once her moans intensify, you decide it's time to move faster.
What?
Clutching onto you, Amy barely has time to prepare herself for a sudden change of pace.
I can't take it! It's too much!
Your sweat mixes with the salty water, the heat being subsided by the water splashing around your bodies. Unable to stop the rising pleasure, you try alarming her.
I'm coming!
Immediately, her walls grip your cock as fingertips dig into your shoulders, grinding you towards the edge as well. Juices mix together inside Amy's depth, your body slacking as the sweet relief comes. The sensation of her orgasm makes Amy pass out as before, causing her body to slide underwater. Pulling her head above the surface, you frantically observe as she gasps for air. Swiftly picking her up, you gently bring her out.
Hey, what happened?
Done with her swim, Jessica runs over at the sight of Amy laying exhausted in your arms.
Amy, you all right?
I'm fine. Really, I am. You can put me down. But I'm fine now.
Bring her to our sunbeds. I was gonna go lay down anyway, so I'll keep an eye on her. More than one, remember?
Not allowing time for a reply, she signals you to follow her. Once Amy's taken care of, you wave the girls off and head out to find Megan and Zoe. Expecting to find them there, you're surprised after catching a glimpse of familiar pigtails. Hearing her name, the blonde turns around in surprise, with a popsicle shoved deep down her throat. Smiling, she takes it out, her brow curving up as she gets ready to tease.
Huh, thought you'd be fluent in Shay Raywalk.
Excited, Ellie shoves it back inside her mouth and continues talking gibberish. Thanks to both the heat and the warmth of Ellie's mouth, the popsicle keeps melting, dripping down her lips, making her slurp desperately in an attempt to subside the mess.
What? Yes. Also, thank you. Been practicing. Want me to show you?
Smiling devilishly, Ellie sends you a wink.
Let me just get another popsicle.
Waltzing inside the ice cream booth, she searches for her favorite flavor.
Oh, the old lady went to the bathroom and asked me to look after the stand. She said I can take as much as I want for my reward. And? What are you waiting for? Get in here!
Still a little concerned, you join Ellie inside the booth.
Aww, where is it? Chocolate flavor. Guess we're having lemon flavor again. Of course it is. Really? Need an explanation? I'm just teasing. Didn't like the show? Making me choose between lemon and dick flavor?
Catching on quick, Ellie naughtily smirks.
To be honest, always wondered how a dick would taste after ice cream. Well, I do love a good experiment.
Without a second thought, she slinks down to her knees, tugging on the hem of your swimsuit. Shifting your attention back to Ellie, you inhale sharply as she takes your already hard cock out.
Here we go.
Slurping onto the popsicle first, she quickly takes in your dick right after. Collecting the dripping saliva, she moans as the sweetness hits her tongue.
I was right. Ice cream really goes well with everything. Ooh, sure.
Following your orders, she quickly gets in position, her ass perking up as she leans over the counter.
Don't do anything weird now, okay? Okay.
Still obeying, she reluctantly gives you the slowly melting popsicle.
What do you want it for?
Pushing her panties down, you smile. And after spreading her cheeks, you brush the popsicle against her asshole.
Hold! No!
Smirking to yourself, you push the popsicle further. Enjoying the view of Ellie's ass, sucking it in.
So cold, but so good. I can feel it dripping down my legs. So sticky. Told you not to make me choose.
Throwing the already melted popsicle to the side, you move your length towards the entrance of Ellie's ice cream lubed ass, sliding it in with ease.
Oh, fuck!
Gripping onto the counter, Ellie barely keeps her moans under bay as your shaft stretches her tight asshole.
Oh, God. You're so big. None of my dildos ever stretch my ass like you do. Oh. I can also feel your dick sticking to my ass every time you go in.
The tightness of her depth makes you shudder.
Oh, come with me. I want us to...
Pushing herself into you, she swallows your entire length. Pushing you over the edge.
I'm coming!
Exploding inside Ellie's ass, your cum mixes with the melted ice cream. After the orgasm high subsides, you notice the icy stickiness on your cock.
Want me to clean it up for you? Oh shit! Gotta go!
Without further explanation, Ellie runs off, leaving you with a sticky dick. Wandering around the beach, you look for any clues as to where the girls are. Finally, as you are passing by the changing rooms, you hear a familiar squeak.
Don't flick my nipple like that!
I'm just cleaning it.
A moment of silence goes by, followed by the cabin doors creaking open and Megan's head poking out.
Look who we have here.
Who is it?
Following Megan, Zoe pokes out as well.
We did. Then Zoe had a little... accident.
It was slippery.
She got it all over herself. We're just trying to clean it up now.
Suddenly, a glint of mischief crosses her eyes.
Wanna help?
No, Megan!
Why not? Aren't you head over heels for him?
Instantly, Zoe's cheeks redden at Megan's comment. Showing how flustered the question made her feel.
What? No, I... Megan!
Hiding your amusement, you smirk. Shock crossing her features soon gets replaced with shyness.
I don't mind.
Joining them inside, you close the cabin door your eyes going straight to Zoe's ice cream stained tits.
Yeah? Do you want to taste them?
Ugh, why would I? Like I said, don't care. Knock yourself out.
Getting the green light. You gently squeeze Zoe's tits. A satisfied smirk crosses your face as a moan escapes her lips.
Wait! You're grabbing too hard!
That being said, you lean down, hungrily sucking on her ice cream covered nipple.
Your mouth is so warm. Be gentle. They're sensitive.
Shocked by a sudden breeze, you look down, finding Megan on her knees and your trunks on the ground.
Huh? Entertaining myself?
Saying nothing more, Megan circles fingers around your shaft. Suddenly, she puts movement behind her fingers, sliding her hand along your entire length.
Huh? Why is it sticky? Were you leaking this entire time? Didn't think you'd be that shameless. Be honest. You had nasty thoughts the moment you saw Zoe's tits, didn't you?
Why are you asking him that? Please ignore her. She's... Huh? Really? You like them? But... Don't you think they look weird?
Irritated by the lack of attention on her, Megan grips your length.
Don't mind me. Keep having your little chat. Me and your huge cock will do the same.
Without waiting for a reply, she envelops her lips around your tip, sliding it along her wet tongue.
Why does his dick taste like ice cream?
My boobs are getting a little cold.
Smiling, you lean towards Zoe's chest, sucking on them once again. Feeling herself growing more and more turned on, Zoe's hand slides down her body.
I feel so hot.
Brushing over her wet pussy, she touches her throbbing clit, lusciously moaning at the sensation. Consumed by pleasure, you barely keep your composure, holding back from coming on the spot.
Just can't believe how much of a slut Zoe is.
What? Why am I a slut?
Touching yourself like that while he sucks your tits? Looks like a slut to me.
You were literally sucking his dick.
Jealous?
No. You don't think I'm a slut, do you?
Like he'd admit that.
You're just jealous.
Me? Jealous?
Yep.
Why?
because he likes my tits more.
That's not true. Right?
Tell her.
Finding yourself in a predicament, you quickly come up with a solution.
Huh? Hey, competition?
Not much of a competition.
Pride fueling her body. Megan takes off her top. Her perky tits bouncing out. Feeling left out, Zoe gets on her knees.
Are we doing this or what?
Really want to go up against me?
Why? Scared I'll win?
Yeah, right.
Muffling a chuckle, you clear your throat. Both of them rush straight at your dick. Their tits clashing together.
Wow, Zoe. Who would have thought you'd be this competitive?
Who would have thought you'd be this jealous?
Ugh, I told you, I'm not. Just don't want to lose to you.
Pride holding both girls. They don't take into account the pleasure running through your cock. However, they don't hear your warnings. Continuing with their competition and stroking your cock with their soft chests.
Which one do you like more?
Don't feel weird saying it's me. We all know it's true.
Yeah, right. Like you'd really like your tits more.
Seeing them fondle their boobs around your cock like that causes you to inhale sharply. And with a twitch, you realize the end is near. Unable to hold on a second longer, your teeth clench. Megan and Zoe yelp as your cum explodes all over their tits.
What the fuck? Why didn't you say anything?
That came out of nowhere.
Whatever, I want to know who won.
Doesn't a competition always have a winner?
Just say it's me so I can rub it in Zoe's tits.
The term is, rub it in someone's face, Megan. Although, I also want to know.
Gazes pierce through you as the girls await your decision.
Bullshit! There can only be one winner. And it's me.
Why can't you just accept I can be good at something too?
Wanting to avoid the situation as it keeps heating up, you find an excuse to leave.
Okay, but you better declare a winner when you get back.
Just take the win, Megan. I don't want to deal with your sore loser attitude.
I am not a sore loser!
Quickly putting your trunks back on, you get out of the cabin. And as you're searching for a towel or a tissue, a pair of luscious tits causes you to halt. Unaware of how long you've been staring.
Enjoying the view.
You're surprised when she removes the cloth off her face. A smirk playing on her lips.
Hello there. What, you already forgot about me? Aw, I'm hurt. Here I thought I made an impression at least. Saying my boobs are easy to forget. I don't do fan service. Doesn't count. You just caught me in a good mood. My boss was testing the limits of my patience. So I took a day off. Otherwise, would have probably strangled him with his dangly old balls.
Enough about me, though. How's it going with Megan? Made any progress? Some good-ass progress. The only question now is, are you telling the truth? Not bad. Really did a number on them then, huh? Oh, there were others. Wow, sounds like quite the list. That's your way of asking to fuck? Not at all. Got nothing better to do anyway. Think you have the strength, though?
A moment later, you feel all of the exhaustion leave your body and your balls fill to their brim.
Well then, follow me.
Smirking, she leads the way, away from any wandering eyes. Arriving at a certain location, you waste no time. Your tongues battle for dominance. The fear of being caught by a random passerby making the whole situation that much hotter. Slamming Sophie's body against the wall, you push your hardened cock against her, getting a surprised yelp in return.
Who would have thought you're the dominant type? Have to say, I'm impressed.
Instead of a reply, you bite her neck, causing her back to arch in electrifying surprise.
Oh, fuck.
Immediately, she reaches down, bringing your dick out to play, stroking your length. Her soft lips finally envelop your cock. Wanting more, you pull back, stepping out of your shorts.
No more foreplay? Like you read my mind.
Positioning herself against the wall, she takes off her bikini, waiting for your next move.
Who would have thought this day would turn out like this?
Sophie yelps as you smack her ass, gripping it tightly right after.
Oh, naughty.
Pressing her harder against the warm alley wall, you position yourself at her entrance.
God, I love it when you're rough like this.
Before finishing the sentence, you plunge your length inside, all at once, getting a pleasure-filled scream in response as you slide through her wetness.
Oh, fuck yes!
Not giving Sophie a chance to prepare, you continue ramming your cock down her pussy.
Oh, yes! Fuck! 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 I can't take any. I'm.
Sophie's legs suddenly buckle as climax hits, and your cock slips out of her wet folds, still seemingly hard.
Oh, fuck! Don't know when's the last time I came so fast.
Also noticing it, Sophie smiles, sensually sliding to her knees.
Don't worry. I'd never leave a man unsatisfied.
sending you a wink, she snuggles your shaft between her tits, sliding them along your length.
Relax. You're in more than capable hands. Oh, not enough. This ought to do it then.
Feeling the warmth of her wet mouth around your tip, you close your eyes, enjoying the way Sophie's tongue traces against your tip. Finally, blood rushes through your length, the ecstasy soon taking over. Knowing something big is coming, you quickly back away. Suddenly, a huge amount of cum erupts out just as you move, covering Sophie's shocked features.
Oh my god!
However, it keeps flooding out, surprising both of you.
Holy shit, make it stop!
Almost coating her entire body with semen. After a few more seconds, your dick finally stops spewing loads.
How's this even possible? Holy fuck.
As you're about to help Sophie clean up, something distracts you. Seeing her caught up with wiping herself off, you use the chance to sneak away, but you don't get far.
Hey, where are you going? Oh? I like you. Enjoy.
Leaving Sophie behind, you head where Elizabeth's sure to be found. The bar? Walking in, you immediately spot Elizabeth. Striding towards the bar, you come up behind her.
Oh! It's you, sweetie. Haven't seen you all day long. Still here, aren't I? Something on your mind, sweetie? Unfortunately, they're all out of wine, so I'm on my fourth mocktail.
Noticing Elizabeth's slump, you quickly shift your attention to her.
Don't worry about an old woman like me. No one had to. It's more than enough seeing all these young women with their tight bodies to make it clear as day. You're sweet, but no need to lie, hon. You said banging. Oh, really? Think so?
Her gaze stays on you for a moment too long, followed by downing her entire drink.
I need to use the bathroom.
Leaning down inconspicuously, she comes close enough for you to feel her hot breath against your ear.
Wanna join?
not waiting for a reply. Elizabeth heads behind the bar, coyly disappearing from sight soon after. Waiting a moment to avoid looking suspicious, you follow after Elizabeth. Entering the bathroom, you're met with quite a mesmerizing sight.
Sure took your time. Then I presume you're not gonna wanna make me wait any longer.
Caressing her ass, she slides a hand to the front, going straight for her already drenched pussy. Taking your boxers off in a flash, you practically teleport right behind Elizabeth.
You don't have to announce yourself. Just...
Penetrating her hot pussy, you grunt as her walls clench around your girth. Squeezing Elizabeth's hips, you use it as support while thrusting yourself down her depth.
Fuck. When did you get so good at this?
Her moans bounce off the bathroom walls, filling you with a need to see the pleasure on Elizabeth's face.
Why? There's no need for...
Taking your cock out, you abruptly twirl her around, causing her body to drop down, ass flat, onto the toilet seat.
Don't... How can you be turned on by seeing me like this? There you go again with those sweet lies.
Gripping her thighs, you spread Elizabeth's legs apart, taking a good look at her glistening lips. Poking her entrance once again, you don't allow her time to react and ram your cock back inside.
Oh, fuck!
Her tits jiggle to the rhythm of your hips, almost hypnotizing you.
Yes. Oh, your cock is going so deep. It feels fucked. There. Right there. Fuck.
Elizabeth's legs shake with electrifying pleasure, her climax hitting hard and fast. Involuntarily, she pushes you back, resulting in your cock sliding out. Clutching onto her chest, it takes a moment for Elizabeth's breathing to calm down.
Oh, wow. That was amazing. To be honest, it was too good. I was afraid. My pussy wouldn't let you leave. Ever. She has quite a grip when she wants to.
You look down at your still hard cock, making Elizabeth follow your gaze.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. You were nice enough to make me feel good. So let me do the same, okay?
Softly pushing you back, her soles trace down your skin, gently brushing your length with her toes.
Never really gave a foot job before, so apologies if I do something wrong. Who taught you to be such a smooth talker? Can I also get credit for you being such a lovely man?
Catching on, she proceeds gliding her soles along your shaft, already bringing you 1 foot closer to the edge.
Feels good? Are you enjoying yourself?
Secure in the pleasure her feet are providing, she picks up the pace. Blood rushes to your cock. Balls squeezing as your finish nears. Cum shoots out, covering Elizabeth's soft feet.
What was that? Don't worry about it. Nothing a little water can't fix.
Helping Elizabeth clean up, you get dressed, reuniting with everyone else soon after.
We all here?
While everyone checks their belongings before you head back home, Megan and Zoe use this chance to inquire about your disappearance.
Hey! You're lucky I didn't hit you. You mean besides leaving to find tissues and not coming back? Let's go with being the biggest doofus in the world.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
No, it should be your bad. Since we didn't have anything to clean up with, we took a different route.
Megan, someone's gonna hear you.
Nope. That's what you get for standing us up. Come on, Zoe. Let's get out of here.
Bye. Better luck next time.
Running away, the girls continue giggling at your dumbfounded expression.
In utilizing Dyrocinder 6P89M's at 12Q play sequence.
Hey!
Snapping out of it, you turn to the sound of your name.
Come on, let's go!
Adjusting your bulge, you head towards the group. Satisfied with your fun-filled day at the beach,